Louise Fitzroy, and this is a special edition of the Country Hour on 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria, broadcasting in northwest Victoria from Charlton, one of the most significantly flood-affected communities in the state. As one resident described it, the area, it's black, it stinks, and it's rotten. I took a drive with one of the local farmers this morning and saw dead sheep washed up against fences, the railway line ripped away in parts, large chunks of tar broken and scattered across the road, an enormous fuel tank leaning up against the bridge. Minimal road access was granted to the town yesterday. Russell Amory is president of the Victorian Farmers Federation Grains Group, and he was isolated. Well, he's been isolated for the last 4 days. He's just arrived in Charlton, the first time since the floodwaters hit. Russell, you're not looking too bad for someone who has been stuck at home for a couple of days.
I'm glad that the people can't smell me. Not having power, telephones, no hot water, sharing with a bath cloth is not really enjoyable for 4 days.
DMR 4AA Bundy Rescue 80, over. We'll be going upstream with 6 POV.
Can you both swim?
Yes, we can both swim. That was a skipper, Bill Kerr.
Just switching on our depth sounder because we're not too sure where the depths are these days. Since the flood has come down, our depths could have changed.
But there could be caravans, anything submerged underneath.
We've had a report of a small box with explosives written on it floating down the river. We've had huge containers floating down the river. And we've had a fuel storage container floating down the river, a big one.
As we head out on the Burnett River, the water level has subsided from a peak of 7.9 metres to below minor flood levels. The forceful current of up to 20 knots submerged homes and businesses, washed boats and caravans away, and damaged roads has reduced, giving volunteer marine rescue a chance to get out and survey the destruction left behind.
10 families needed resupplying, and our SES crew from Gin Gin put their flood boat across that river.
It's okay, Councillor, take your time.
Yes, it was an amazing feat. They put that boat across the river running parallel to the water. It was sideways, the boat. And they rescued those families.
Let's go now to Mundubbera. We've got reporters in spots right around the state. Scott Lamond is there. Scott is with the ABC's Rural Department, based there in Wide Bay. Also Louise Fitzroy, who's been brought in from ABC in Melbourne, I think. Louise, hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Rob. Yes, we can. We, as you've mentioned, we are in Mundubbera, which is a couple of hours inland of Bundaberg. And today, Scott and I have been driving around, meeting communities, going around farms, finding out what assistance is needed in flood recovery and relief. And grants for infrastructure has been up there. But you know what? There's no hiding that brown sludge that's left its mark on orchards, buildings, everything in its path. Now, interestingly, we spoke to a local resident from Gaynder on our way here, and he said 60 inches of rain fell last year, which is more than double the average annual rainfall in that region of about 28 inches. So 22 inches alone fell in December. Any more heavy rainfall, and I can tell you now, looking here at the sky in Mundubbera, the clouds are coming in, they're thick, dark, heavy, the smell of rain is on the wind. Those living along the Burnett River are very concerned. Water storages in the region haven't been full since the 70s. The entire 33,000 square... Hello, I'm Louise Fitzroy. The floodwaters are spreading across western and central Victoria as the unseasonal tropical low from the north continues to bring heavy rain. Scores of homes have been evacuated from the Grampians town of Halls Gap to Charlton, Great Western and Beaufort. This is the third time in less than 4 months that the Avoca River has burst its banks and flooded the main street of Charlton. For today's stories and more on the rain and floods across Australia, go to our website abc.net.au/rural. For now, that's Rural News.